The agency that oversees the nation's financial markets is cracking down on Enron-style accounting tricks. Last week, the Securities and Exchange Commission imposed a record $10 million fine against the Xerox Corporation. Xerox is just one of many big companies suspected of doctoring its books to make business appear better than it really is. In their hunt for fraud, investigators are now going right to the top of both the Fortune 500 list and the executive suite. NPR's Scott Horsley reports.
Ever since Enron collapsed in its now infamous tidal wave of accounting scandals, the Securities and Exchange Commission has been flooded with calls and emails about other companies that may have similar problems. As a result, the SEC opened more than twice as many investigations in January and February as it did a year ago. Chief Accountant Charles Niemeyer of the SEC's Enforcement Division says it's not only the number of probes that's remarkable, but also the size of the companies involved. Top-ranking firms like Xerox, Quest Communications, and Computer Associates International.
We simply have a full realization today that no company is immune, no matter how big they are, from having a financial reporting failure.
What's more, Niemeyer says, the commission is increasingly targeting corporate executives. So a CEO or chief financial officer who's behind the fraudulent bookkeeping may face individual sanctions.
Look, companies don't commit fraud. Individuals do. The tone is set at the top. And we want to make certain that we address and punish those that are responsible for creating the problem.
As part of that effort, Niemeyer says, the commission is looking at when and how company officers may have received stock options. Rewarding executives with stock is supposed to make them work harder for other stockholders. But in a speech this month, SEC Chairman Harvey Pitt warned options can have the opposite effect if they focus too much attention on a company's short-term performance. At Computer Associates, for example, three executives stood to gain $1 billion worth of stock options if they kept the stock's price high during a one-year period. They did so, but soon afterwards the stock began falling and has since lost more than half its value. That's just one example of the market's excessive focus on short-term results, says George Washington University professor Lawrence Mitchell, author of Corporate Irresponsibility.
Short-term stock price maximization has been life or death for most corporations and most executives. Now, there are three ways you can sustain growth in your earnings and your stock price. One is the old-fashioned way. You earn it. Another way is to cut your costs, and that helps your earnings somewhat. Or you play accounting tricks.
And those tricks can be significant. The SEC says 30 cents of every dollar Xerox reported as income in 1998 was the result of undisclosed accounting actions, which even the company called tricks. Over a four-year period, those tricks added $1.5 billion to the company's bottom line. But the artificial arithmetic proved unsustainable. Xerox agreed in its settlement with the SEC to correct its financial reports for the years 1997 through 2000. Securities law professor James Cox of Duke says the number of companies issuing such corrections is four times what it was 5 years ago, as companies effectively admit their earlier accounts were in error.
That was a clear signal that Enron was not just an aberration. It may be an aberration just in the size of the firm that collapsed, but there was a lot of lax practices on the part of the public accounting firms.
Skeptics wonder whether the SEC has the resources or the will to adequately investigate accounting failures. Its chairman, Pitt, has close ties to the tarnished accounting industry. There's also a danger that cracking down on accounting fraud will further erode public confidence in the stock market. But the SEC's Niemeyer says strict enforcement is just what's needed to keep the market in balance.
The only time that I fear a loss of confidence in our markets is when I only hear good news, because that's not realistic. Addressing financial fraud, bringing it out, and discussing it openly is healthy.
Duke's Professor Cox agrees that most investors will welcome the SEC action, but he says investors also want assurances that the current crackdown is more than a passing fad, and that government regulators, as well as company executives, are in this for the long term. Scott Horsley, NPR News.